The government has issued new guidelines on eating fish that contain mercury. The guidelines are for women who are or may become pregnant, nursing mothers, and young children. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
High levels of mercury are dangerous for everyone, but even relatively low levels pose a threat to the nervous system of a fetus or young child. So the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency have been working since last year on a new message for mothers and children. Lester Crawford of the FDA summarized that message at a press conference in Washington.
First, do not eat shark, swordfish, king mackerel, or tilefish because they contain high levels of methylmercury. Second, do eat up to 12 ounces, 2 average meals, a week of a variety of fish and shellfish that are lower in methylmercury, such as shrimp, canned light tuna, salmon, pollock, or catfish.
Also, pregnant women and nursing mothers should eat no more than one meal a week of albacore tuna, which contains far more mercury than light tuna. The guidelines include changes made after earlier drafts were criticized by both industry and environmental groups. Even so, neither side is entirely happy with the final product. John Connolly is president of the National Fisheries Institute, a trade association.
Any time that you actually list out specifically, do not eat certain fish, there's a chance that Americans can misinterpret that and avoid fish altogether.
Linda Greer is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says the new advice should be more specific about what children can eat.
Children weigh much less than adults, and they can eat much less of any food with a toxic contaminant than adults can safely.
The guidelines advise smaller portions for children, but don't say how much smaller. Greer says a child weighing 22 pounds should eat no more than one can of albacore tuna every other month. She also says that limiting fish intake is a poor solution to the problem of mercury in the environment.
We really need to get ahead of this problem, not just put out a warning to consumers not to eat too much tuna fish, but also start to do something meaningful to clean up the food supply so that years from now, people can eat as much tuna fish as they want.
That would involve cleaning up the nation's coal-fired power plants, which put about 48 tons of mercury into the air each year. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.